Pediatrician Desmond Runyon was at an international meeting about a decade ago when he proposed that countries work in parallel to measure the type and extent of child abuse occurring in each place. Researchers from Chile, Brazil, Egypt, the Philippines, India, and the U.S. agreed on common methods to measure child maltreatment in their respective countries. Runyon says, more than 10 years on, the data reveal interesting cultural differences about what seems to be acceptable when it comes to physically disciplining children.
So among the things we learned, for instance, is that in India, slapping a child on the face or head is more common than spanking them. And in Egypt, 25% of the mothers said that they had beaten their child up, which was defined as hitting them over and over again with a closed fist. And then the other interesting things were like the Philippines, the rate of telling people that evil spirits or the boogeyman was going to get them, or the kind of emotional kind of threatening to lock them out of the home was very high.
However, despite the differences in methods, Runyon found some notable similarities. For example, the education level of mothers who resort to physical discipline more often.
The more years of education, the lower the rate of harsh physical punishment on the kids. And that held up across all. So that was kind of our major overall finding.
Runyon says one of the big problems with corporal punishment, aside from the obvious, is that it just isn't effective at changing behavior.
When you look, take a five-year longitudinal study, after 5 years, the children who were hit are more likely to be misbehaving still 5 years later than the kids who weren't hit. It teaches them to be more aggressive.
Runyon says there are other, more effective tools of parenting that don't include physical punishment, but still correct behavior. Runyon's paper can be found in the journal Pediatrics. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.